The causes of prophet-killing maladies such as this are obvious. I still want to briefly refer to some of them right now. In short, a practice that can't collect the lion's share of its production has staff problems so serious that most doctors should consider replacing at least some of them with experienced personnel. Earlier, we described the characteristics of an effective staff person as including ability, motivation, training, and a great attitude. You could argue that the office suffering from a poor collection ratio just doesn't have the needed systems to thrive. I'm not sure I could go along with that assessment. Anyone, even great staff, can get tricked by one or two clever patients or insurance companies once in a while. To systematically allow patients to get treatment without insisting that they pay requires that rare combination of apathy and obliviousness. Most doctors know that throwing out all forms of insurance coverage would quickly give them the desired 100% collection ratio. For some, however, it comes as a surprise that to do so costs them the immediate loss of half their entire practice. When I talk about poor collection ratios hurting the bottom line, I'm suggesting that staff and collection systems be addressed, not instituting heavy-handed anti-consumer policy. Overhead component number 8, case acceptance. This refers to your success at getting patients to get all or most of their foreseeable dental needs taken care of in the next few visits. The doctors that are both clinically fast and effective at getting patients to address quadrants are far more profitable than their peers. The dream of CIRAC was to eliminate an office visit. While it's a noble thought, you can achieve the same basic benefit by successfully selling quadrants. On the other hand, I've watched too many doctors stumble into overhead problems only to turn to quadrant selling as their salvation. If you're not careful here, you'll just be trading one profit-killing strategy for another. If you drive patients off through over-presenting or overselling, you end up back at the marketing trough buying high-priced advertising patients. So what have you really accomplished? Yes, I'm an advocate of quadrant dentistry, but you have to perfect your case presentation to survive such a decision, such a move. How can you know your case presentation has passed muster? By watching your direct patient referrals and closely monitoring your patient satisfaction surveys. If you're getting more than 25 referrals per doctor in your clinic, and you're getting a good acceptance of your comprehensive treatment plans, then you've won the prize. That being offering dentistry that benefits both the patients as well as the practice. I think the most dramatic example of this concept is found inside sedation practices, some of whom enjoy case averages in excess of $8,000 each. Needless to say, our most profitable practices are sedation clinics, and that's after paying several hundred dollars per patient in radio advertising. Thank you for the opportunity to introduce you to what some consider to be unconventional thinking about the topic of overhead and profitability. I think you can see now why I say that it's not about what you spend, but about how you practice,